Kelly Meyer. She is in Washington, D.C. for News Nation. Good morning, Kelly. What's the latest intel? Have Russian troops advanced since yesterday?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, that is something we are watching for. We obviously saw President Putin ordering troops to deploy into that Donbas region, so the two regions he recognized yesterday as independent. So just probably within the hour after recognizing them, he ordered troops to move in. There was some social media video circulating of potential tanks moving into the area. We have yet to verify those videos. Some of them are coming from Russian social media accounts. We want to be sure that these are actually troops and tanks moving into those areas. But we are watching if that develops into the day. But what we are seeing is a rush of reaction from the U.S. and allies to Putin's moves here. The Biden administration issuing swift sanctions against those two separatist territories, and we are watching for more sanctions against Russia specifically that the White House could be announcing as early as today. We're already seeing countries like the UK issuing sanctions today against Russian banks, and then we are also seeing Germany halting the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that was set to carry Russian natural gas into Germany, that 750-mile pipeline there. So there are moves in the West and the international community to condemn the Russian president for this. We also saw an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council late last night convening to go around and basically issue their condemnation of what Putin did and order him to reverse his decision to recognize those two separatist territories, because what they see this all as is really escalating the situation and further invading into Ukraine. This pushes his forces, or could push his forces, further into Ukraine, and then we don't know what he will do from there.
After Putin's speech yesterday, all the analysts seem to say that he's not afraid of these sanctions. He's fearless. He's angry. He feels entitled to to basically renegotiate the end of the Cold War. So but there's still, is the word there that the president is going to announce more sanctions today? Because that feeling doesn't seem to be stopping our government and NATO from going the sanctions route.
Right. And so far, we haven't seen these kind of sanctions that we're seeing being announced today against Russia. So it will remain to be seen whether this really does deter Putin from moving any further, if it brings him back to the negotiating table. The Biden administration has been hesitant so far to issue any kind of sanctions because they wanted to make sure that they worked the diplomacy route as long as they could. But now, with what they're seeing Putin doing and what he did yesterday in recognizing these two territories, they issued some sanctions already. And then, yes, they are planning to issue more sanctions today against Russia. They have previewed in the past that these could be financial sanctions, export controls, and saying that this will be the most severe sanctions package against Russia that they've ever done. But we don't know the exact details. They've been quiet about what exactly this would look like, as not tip off Putin himself. But whether or not it does deter him in the end, we'll have to see. But if the UK, the US, allies, they're all issuing sanctions together, they're trying to do this in a unified way, so they've all been organizing this together to push back against Putin, to make sure that he doesn't invade any further than what he is doing right now.
Kelly, when you watch the video of Putin and he's meeting with various people and giving speeches and so forth and so on, and usually he's at a table and there's nobody like within a mile of him, and I'm thinking, is it possible that somebody told him that to stay healthy the social distancing requirement is 60 feet, not 6 feet? I mean, it's crazy looking, isn't it?
The memes of the long table meetings are pretty great that we have seen coming through. But yeah, it's interesting. You see a meeting maybe with his Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, with him at the complete other end of the table. And you think, okay, is he upset with him? Is he in the doghouse that he's at the other end of the table here? But yeah, it's been interesting to see it. And then he had the meeting with Emmanuel Macron with the same very long table and memes of people playing tennis in the middle of that table.
Yeah, they have some large rooms over there for Putin.
Yeah, it must be what it is. I don't know if he wants to keep people far away for COVID or he just doesn't want to talk to people. But whether or not that distance remains between Putin and the rest of the world really remains to be seen throughout the rest of the day today.
Kelly Meyer, News Nation, Washington, D.C. Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate the update today.
Thank you for having me.